It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. Well, we are getting into an incredible group of verses this week where we've got Enos, Jerem, Omni, Words of Mormon, multiple gospel writers in there. I'm excited to get into this with you. First of all, getting into this guy right here, Enos. I love Enos. The church has put together a wonderful video about Enos and just kind of tells his story. If you get a chance, go watch it. It is awesome. Enos, as I've been reading through this, he takes after his father, Jacob. Jacob is such a gifted writer. Again, I love how Nephi said, you know, I'm not that good of a writer, but I'm a better speaker. And by the way, Nephi is both a great writer and a great speaker. Jacob was such a good writer. Enos takes after him. Enos is such a descriptive person. You go through some of these first eight verses here of the book of Enos, and you have got some of my favorite verses. You've got probably one of my most often marked groups of verses. Behold, it came to pass that I, Enos, knowing my father that he was a just man, this father Jacob, probably had just passed away, and so his feelings are probably very poignant, probably very to the surface. He taught me in his language and also in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. There's a nod to Paul there in the writings of Ephesians. And blessed be the name of my God for it. And I will tell you of the wrestle which I had before God, before I received remission of my sins. You know, as I think of Enos, he's a sinner like the rest of us, but I don't look at him as someone who is struggling with just these deep, horrible sins. I look at him as a person who's very overwhelmed. He's just been given the opportunity to be able to now be the caretaker of the plates. And he's probably like, I'm a sinful man. I don't know why I'm going through this. So I look at that as he's not wrestling with God or against God. He is wrestling before God. He is trying to figure out where he's at in his own spiritual progress, which I appreciate that so much because I think we all have wrestles before God as we're trying to figure out where we're at, especially when we're given new opportunities and new responsibilities. I really think there's a big difference between just being sinful and wrestling before God for a remission of your sins. That shows repentance in my eyes. Enos is awesome. Verse 3, behold, I went to hunt beasts in the forest, and the words which I had often heard my father speak concerning eternal life, and the joy of the saints sunk deep into my heart. There's a little nod for family scripture study, right? Those times where you heard your parents say those things and those thoughts, sometimes even in their own voices, come into your heads later on in your life at the time you need it. Verse 4, my soul hungered, and I kneeled down before my maker, and I cried unto him in mighty prayer and supplication. There's a difference between prayer and mighty prayer for my own soul. All the day long did I cry unto him. Yea, and when the night came, I did still raise my voice high that it reached the heavens. Enos is a wonderful writer. Verse 5, there came a voice unto me saying, Enos, thy sins are forgiven thee, and thou shalt be blessed. If you ever want to have a good experience in the scripture, study that phrase, thy sins are forgiven thee, and you're going to find some wonderful stories, and you can see what the context is with a lot of that. It's a great way to study the scriptures. And I, Enos, knew God could not lie, wherefore my guilt was swept away. Such beautiful writing. And I said, Lord, how is it done? Such a cool statement. I love verse number 8, and I kind of want to park here in verse 8 for a moment. And he said unto me, because of thy faith in Christ, whom thou hast never before heard nor seen. You know, you think about this. Jacob talked about this back in Jacob chapter 4, how we knew of his coming many hundred years before he even came, and we're preaching of the atonement of Jesus Christ, and we're talking about Jesus. You get into chapter 7 of Jacob, where Jacob refers to Sherem, that Antichrist, who's trying to say, look, you have no idea about this guy who's coming. And he's like, look, we have faith in Jesus Christ, who is coming. And that faith translated over to Enos, where he's like, you have faith in Jesus Christ many years before he comes, and many years pass away before he shall manifest himself in the flesh. Wherefore, go to, thy faith hath made thee whole. This phrase has always fascinated me, especially just that first little part, go to. Whenever I read that, I'm like, go to where? Like, the Lord is not specific on this. He's like, look, because of your faith in Jesus Christ, go to. And again, here's Enos probably going, where would you like me to go, right? So I looked up this phrase and I had some fun with it. And I just put this right in my scripture notes here. The verb go to is an archaic intransitive, which means not necessarily connected to a certain subject, used interjectionally as an exhortation. It seems to mean to take action, remembering that because Enos has faith, Faith is very much an action verb. Faith should move us to righteous action. Great quote from Dieter F. Uchtdorf here about this. There are times when we have to step into the darkness in faith, confident that the Lord will place solid ground beneath our feet once we do. Now, one of the things I love here, in the very next verse, Enos goes to work to start praying for his people and subsequently his enemies. His faith leads him to act. Now, the Lord did not say, Enos, go to pray for all of your family. Go to pray for all of your people. Go to pray for your enemies. Go to serve them. He doesn't do that. He gives Enos the opportunity to act in faith. Now, I just put a cross reference here. It's Doctrine and Covenants section 58, verses 26 through 28. Many of you are familiar with this idea. For behold, it is not meet that I should command in all things. For he that is compelled in all things, the same as a slothful and not a wise servant. Wherefore he receiveth no reward. Verily I say, men should be anxiously engaged in a good cause, and do many things of their own free will, and bring to pass much righteousness. For the power is in them, wherein they are agents unto themselves. And inasmuch as men do good, they shall in no wise lose their reward. Now you go back to Enos, you go to verses about 15 through 18, and you're going to see this wonderful pattern keep going. Wherefore, I knowing that the Lord was able to preserve our records, I cried unto him continually, for he had said unto me, whatsoever thing ye shall ask in faith, believing that ye shall receive in the name of Christ, ye shall receive it. And I had faith. And I did cry unto God that he would preserve the records, and he covenanted with me that he would bring them forth unto the Lamanites in his own due time. Because here's Enos praying for his enemies. And I, Enos, knew it would be according to the covenant which he had made. Wherefore, my soul did rest. Enos is so faithful. And the Lord said unto me, thy fathers have also required of me this thing, and it shall be done unto them according to their faith. For, and this is one of the coolest statements. If I was Enos, I'd be like, oh my gosh, this is like the greatest compliment ever. For their faith was like unto thine. You know, back to that verses 16 and 17. In my scripture notes, I put this in here. I had this little thought the other day, and it's just something that for me makes all the sense in the world. And I had faith. There's many of you out here just watching this like, yep, I have faith. And I did cry unto the Lord that he would, and here's where you can insert important desire here, whatever that is for you. And he covenanted with me that he would, important desire here, in his own due time. And I, here's where you put your name, I, Derek, knew it would be according to the covenant which he had made, wherefore my soul did rest. That just reminds me, as I have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I have righteous desires like Enos did, and as I go forward in faith, you know, the Lord won't always fill in that gap for me, but as I move forward in faith, he's going to help me know what he wants me to do in faith. I love Enos. I love his message. He is a scripture hero of mine, and I'm grateful for the message that's taught here. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.